You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Chris, I got the old water in the ears today.
Did you go to a water park yesterday?
No, I was in just a pool. Water in the ears. Can't get them out.
I don't know if that's something I've dealt with, like, the next day.
What do you mean?
I feel like it usually gets out, like, you know, within, like, an hour.
Sometimes it'll last a week.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes it's in there for a while, unless you get the swimmer's ear, then you get it to dry up there. Sometimes it's in there a good minute.
Swimmer's ear.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the little drops you put in. I think it's called swimmer's ear.
Do you like to do deep dives to the deep end? Like, are you a guy that likes to, like, touch the bottom floor of a deep end, or are you staying at the level, at water level?
It's a good question. I like to at least go once to touch the bottom of the deep end, make sure I still got it. Sometimes I'll go down, say crisscross applesauce at the bottom. But yesterday was the rare day that I had my contacts in, so I couldn't open my eyes underwater because then my contacts will come out. But I like to do the eyes open, make sure that I see what's going on. I also, if it's deep enough, like to do a good flip underwater. Wow. I spin, sometimes I'll do backwards, then I'll do forwards again just to make sure that I still got it. And then I'll push up off the bottom of the ground, come back up, and you know, depending on how tired I am, I'll hold on to the side of the pool. Yesterday, the rare 9-foot pool, so I was down there seeing,
your ears starting to hurt a little bit?
At the beginning it was, my ears popped. I had to kind of push out, hold the nose, blow in, push out, so my ears would pop. And then if I was going to dive down face first, I did this, and it was a strange sensation. Went through face first, dive down. I felt a pressure in my whole head. So I tried to push out and see, like, oh, is this just my ears pop? I don't know what it was. And of course, I started going down the, is there something wrong with my brain? What's going on in my head? Why do I feel this pressure? This isn't normal. But I'm still here. So still kicking. Just a little water in the ears today.
So you go with the crisscross applesauce on the floor. I do the one where
it's just a show off.
You let all the air out of your body, and I can get all the way where I'm laying down like I'm on a bed at the bottom of the.
Really?
Yep.
Do you hold your nose? I have to hold the nose.
Nope. I can do this thing with my top lip where I can, like, block my nose with my top lip.
So with your top lip, you block your nose.
Like that. Yep. Just like that.
You blow out your nose, though, to get down, right?
Yes. Yeah, so you gotta blow out the air out of your body. That's the best part. You just blow the bubbles up to the top, and you slowly sink down. That's why I showed you guys at the Clevelander pool. I know how to float. Like, if I was ever trapped in the ocean, like, I'd be fine just floating for a few hours.
I think most people would be. It's just a panic thing, right? It comes down to, like,
you gotta stay calm. Billy nail right on the head. You gotta stay calm.
How long do you think you could survive lost at sea, Chris?
I did a full hour of the show.
Be careful, Chris, because just know this may lead to Dan just throwing you into the middle of the ocean to see how long you can actually survive.
2 weeks, I'll be back. Two weeks, I'll be down there. Yeah, we can do this in 2 weeks.
Just be careful.
You say be calm. What happens when the sharks are swirling around you? What happens then?
At that point, you just got to roll the dice and hope that, you know.
Right,
you
punch them in the nose or poke them in the eye. That's what Ron McGill says,
Hey, shark.
Yes. Yeah,
hey, exactly. Shark.
They say shark, exactly. They're more afraid of you than you are of them.
Just be like, I'm a human.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, sharks. If sharks drive cars, no. How smart are sharks?
Nope, they're dumb.
Exactly.
Pretty dumb.
Driving cars is the way that you measure.
Driving cars, inventing cars, Dan.
I can drive a car.
I haven't seen any sharks with iPhones. Have you?
I have not. No, I have not.
Like, imagine playing Madden versus shark.
Thank you.
I also have seen sharks tear apart flesh, human flesh. So
that's just because they're misunderstood.
But have you seen one drive?
I have not seen one drive. I have not seen one start, invent or use an iPhone. No, I have seen one be a prehistoric hunter, though, that tears apart food very well and manages to survive no matter what we're doing to the climate.
Yeah, well, that's just because they play hide and seek. You know what I mean? That's how they survived the dinosaurs. It just went down far enough, and then they just kind of stuck around because they weren't there when all the action was happening at the surface.
On the bottom of the ocean floor.
Yeah, hide and seek. That's what they're good at.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If Mom's Gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get Mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.